Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's 7:20. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. Of course, here in South Africa, we are not only perplexed, but very, very embarrassed by the government's actions at the ICC, especially because they are a government. The ANC is a government of enormous, enormous corruption. They have, in fact, their whole branding is around corruption, is around dishonesty. We know that in the past, they have totally defied the an ICC warrant for Omar al-Bashir, and they spirited him out the country. So it's not as though they have really respected any of these systems, and yet somehow here they are pushing for South Africa at the ICJ, ICC. We wanted to understand a little bit more about this because we are reading a lot of articles. But I just wonder about the substance of the allegations against South Africa. Gil Hoffman is a political correspondent. He's the executive director of Honest Reporting. Gil, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us once again. How are you?
Always a pleasure being with you, Howard. I'm very well here in Jerusalem. It's a much more confident time here after positive news so far coming out of Syria, that Israel has made progress in ensuring that there won't be a threat from Syria anytime soon. We have secured some of the villages on the border between Israel and Syria that were used to attack Israel. We've secured the other side of the Golan Heights that could have potentially been used. So this time we're getting ready in advance for any attacks, and unlike what happened on October 7th. And if the International Criminal Court, which I'm getting to your question, has a problem with it, then so be it.
Absolutely. Well, if Israel had to really listen to the guidance, in inverted commas, of any of these global organizations, it would have ceased to exist many years ago. So the problem with that is that Israel therefore kind of becomes its own arbiter of justice, because it certainly can't rely on the international bodies.
Absolutely. And you know what? Whenever Israel takes any steps, it has legal approval. The Israeli army has a whole military legal branch that are experts on military international law. And they're not going to do anything without checking it first. That's what a responsible army has to do nowadays. But that's all within reasonable understandings of the law. South Africa put itself on the wrong side of history in joining Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, Syria of blessed memory under Assad, in attacking Israel in ways that are beyond a reasonable doubt wrong. And so anyone who endorses what South Africa has done in the International Criminal Court, it's just plain anti-Semitism in holding Israel to a different standard.
Well, what is so interesting about Syria is that it does pull into focus the comparative behavior of the two countries, that Assad never has had an ICC warrant. There's been no warrant issued against him. You've had very little censure of Syria. You certainly don't have... We haven't seen this global movement towards the freeing of the Syrian people, whereas millions of people have been displaced, made refugees, hundreds of thousands murdered, and yet there's been a relative silence. Compare that to Israel, and this part of the war, I think, juxtaposes that quite dramatically.
Indeed, it's scary for me that Bashar Assad, who murdered 600,000 of his own people, who used chemical weapons against his own people after a warning from the president of the United States, Barack Obama, that was a much stronger warning than don't, he can go with Asma, his wife, to any country in the world where he wouldn't be killed by his own people in revenge, and have a nice vacation. Netanyahu's plane can't land on the way to America. Because there's almost nowhere in Europe or on the way that would let him land without being prosecuted and arrested. So it's an upside down world, and A lot of it is South Africa's fault.
So let's just talk about that. There's been a lot of speculation around, in reporting around the fact that South Africa is effectively the arm of whether it's Hamas or whether it's Iran. There's no doubt when we look at who stood alongside South Africa there, even at The Hague, these are members of these bodies. But has there been any further concrete evidence that you've seen of this, of South Africa being the proxy for this axis of evil?
Unfortunately, yes. South Africa's continued to do what it can in order to incriminate Israel. And it's very sad because I personally don't see how this is in the interest of South Africa to not only be on the evil team and not on the good team, when Donald Trump is about to take over and actually hold countries accountable for not being on his side, but also for not being on the winning team, which has in it all kinds of benefits. If you put yourself with losers, you're going to be a loser too. And how are the people of South Africa not insisting an immediate change? There are countries around the world who've been changing their policies, even France. France is just as messed up as South Africa now, which is saying something, but it's probably not such a good example. But there are countries around the world that are changing their policies to deal with the new realpolitik since Donald Trump became the president-elect. South Africa should too, because Iran's going to fall too. And that's South Africa's closest ally.
And we're certainly seeing that because going back to the Syrian situation, this is yet another one of Iran's, proxies in this that has now fallen. And now between Hezbollah, Iran, Syria, Hamas, we're really seeing those dominoes falling.
Absolutely. This is the time for South Africa to make a change. And it's often that Israel has been the canary is what wakes up the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put too much of an emphasis on the one Jewish state, that says more about you than it does about Israel.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an example of South African policies that are wrong across the board. And there's still time to join the good side.
Well, I certainly hope so. Listen, we've seen South Africa flip flop and change directions for less, but we aren't the government, the ANC rather, not necessarily doesn't hold itself to a particularly high moral standard. It might use morality as a justification, but for a lot less, they have switched sides before. So let's hope that they will do that. That is where we leave it. Gil Hoffman, thank you. As always, political correspondent, executive director of Honest Reporting.